Welcome to the Blue Collar Nation podcast, the podcast dedicated to making the lives of blue collar business owners better. Before we start the show, may we ask you for a quick favor? Eric and Larry work very hard at delivering the best free content possible. Please help them out by going to iTunes and subscribing, and please leave them a 5-star review. Also, feel free to share the podcast with your friends and peers. Now, on to the show.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Larry from the Blue Collar Nation podcast, and I'm here with my engaging business partner, the Tech Whisperer, Mr. Eric Sprague. What's happening, Eric?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great.
We have a wonderful show. In what way am I engaging?
You're engaging with the technicians. I'm giving you compliments on the last couple of podcasts. So I'm just running.
I know. I've had so many compliments from you. I'm getting nervous and I'm waiting for the bad stuff.
I got a doozy coming. I got a whole list of them. So
great.
You got to spread them out though.
All right.
So just so everybody knows, this podcast is sponsored by Morning Tech Meeting. And Morning Tech Meeting is a soft skill training program for technicians that Eric came up with in our blue collar service business years ago. And our technicians were driving us a little bit crazy. And he decided to teach them the why it was important to do the things that we needed them to do to have a successful business. And once he started teaching them the why it was important to connect with the client and do a good job and give a good experience, and why was it important to show up on the job on time, and why it was important to wear your booties in the house, he connected with the technicians so well that our business just took off. And
I was getting engagement.
You were engaging with the technicians. Exactly. It's all coming back full circle.
Yeah.
So anyway, sponsors Morning Tech Meeting, go check us out. Put your name and email in there and we'll do some business. So today we have a wonderful podcast and we have an amazing guest, engaging guest. How about that? Larry Cooper, the owner of The Experience, who we're going to attend this year on April 19th, 20th, and 21st in Charleston. It's nice to see you today, Larry. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm so glad we've hit March and there's some light at the end of this crazy tunnel we've been through.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
So excited. You have no idea.
Well, the amazing thing about our industry is how resilient our industry is. When the economy's down, cleaning's up. When a pandemic hits, we're so busy we can't keep up. And it's just a matter of being systematic and marketing and staying out there.
Yeah. Larry and I started our service business, cleaning and restoration business, on January 2nd, 2008. And it was great timing. It was interesting. You know, we used to, you know, and we got out there and marketed. We weren't afraid to market. You know, we might not have known what we were doing, but we were afraid of doing something, you know. And we were both, you just hit the nail on the head. It's like, even though the economy was in where we were, it was really hard hit, inland kind of LA area. It was really hard hit. And people still cleaned. If you got out there and you beat the streets, you still got work. And it wasn't easy, but cleaning is super resilient. People need it. And it's amazing. So Larry, before we get into the show and all that, I'd like to hear your story. I know you had a great cleaning restoration business. How did you get into this industry?
Well, when I was a teenager, believe it or not, 15 years old, I wanted to get a job so I could buy a car. And my mom introduced me to a guy that had a cleaning company in Boulder, Colorado. And I was like super stoked to do anything. And so he brought me into his company. He had two crews running, and primarily they were cleaning college apartments and those kind of things. But I'll never forget my first job, which was cleaning an apartment. It was pretty darn dirty. But when I got there, I kind of thought something might be up because both crews were there and the owner was there. And so I'd never cleaned a carpet, never seen a floor machine, didn't have any idea what they do. And this company used Mr. Steam hot water extraction, but they also pre-shampooed everything. And this brush that he used, he cut out the bristles in four places and he slid in these plastic bristles. So it was real aggressive on the carpet. Back in the 70s when that was, carpets were pretty darn hardy and nylon was easy to be aggressive with. Anyway, he said, all you got to do is press right here and the machine will take off and make sure you give it some water. And okay, I can do that. So they put me in the middle of the room, right? And yep. So I grabbed the handle and I'm like, well, what the hell? So I grabbed the handle and of course it starts taking off, not sliding, bouncing across the room. And I'm like, oh my God. And I wasn't smart enough to turn it off. So I went right through the wall and big hole in the wall, right? And they're all laughing. But obviously this was the way that they brought new people into the company to show them they don't know anything. I certainly didn't know anything. And so over the next year, I cleaned a lot of carpet, you know, part-time. I was still in high school. And when I was 17, I was literally running his company.
Wow.
So I was running all of his crews. And about 18, I said to him, you know, I'm making $5 an hour and I'm bringing in about $500 a month or a day for you. I said, don't you think you can give me a little raise? And he said, nah, you're making enough. I'm like, really? So when I graduated high school, went to college, I started my own business.
Yeah.
So I was 18. And so I remember my first month, I did four jobs. It was really an exciting time. I was so broke, I couldn't believe it. But I bought a Mr. Steam machine and I was doing, you know, things that were going on. I got married really early and my wife was my partner. She was answering phones. But it took exactly what you said. You got to go knock on doors. You got to go meet people. You got to go network.
Yep.
And don't be shy, because if you're hungry, you got to make it happen. Nobody's going to make it happen for you. So I stayed in that business. In the 80s, we really grew. We went from, you know, doing 50,000 a month to 300,000 a month. And then all the way towards the end of the 80s, when we really got into commercial contracts, we were doing $2.5 million a year, primarily in commercial and water damage restoration. We also had a rug cleaning plant in Denver. And then I sold my business in the 90s and thought I'd retire, which was absolutely absurd. I was 39 years old and I made it 6 months. And then I said, wow, my wife finally just said, you better go do something or I'm going to kill you, you know, kind of thing. But I stayed in the consulting area. I was very involved with ISCRC. I served as president and chairman there. And then I also served as a standards chair for 20 years. So really enjoyed all of those experiences. But what I saw was a gap in education. And the conventions I would go to were very boring and not exciting and not teaching me anything really, except really high levels of education. And there was nothing for the general cleaner, nothing for the general restorer. And so what I decided to do was take a look at how we could possibly raise the bar or the standard of care in the industry by training people, not just in the classroom, but also with hands-on demonstration, and then take it a step further, which was to put these new tools and devices in the hands of the people that would be purchasing them. Let them try it and see what they think. And so the experience was born because we do so much hands-on. And our goal is for them, any of our attendees, to walk away with the experience level of saying, I can go implement that into my company. And it's worked very well. And so the year we decided we would build a flood house in the trade show hall, we built a three-story house. It was about 800 square feet, and we put in sprinklers in the top, and we actually hired an actor to come in, and we put in a commode up on the second level with him reading a newspaper sitting on the commode, and we dropped 1,000 gallons of water on him, and he rolled down the stairs and ran through the living room with cameras all the way watching him, ran out the front door half naked and shocked that there were so many people. There must've been 1,000 people watching this. And he screams at him, "What are you doing in my front yard?" Well, that kind of kicked off that experience. And since then, I brought in some of the world's best instructors who really do an amazing job. So our interest there is to teach basic skills, but also to bring in the newest technology, the newest ideas, and to challenge what's out there and see if we can improve it. And it's been great. And of course, our cleaning area just blows it away. We have some awesome things going on there. And Shaw Industries hosts that area. And it's been a lot of fun.
We always, I mean, Larry and I always went every year.
We put our team,
and that was their highlight of the year. A lot of our guys, you know, they would, my big thing was I always kept Clean Facts magazines in the restroom at our shop. And I tell the guy, I tell the guys, every time you go in there, read an article, please, you know, read an ad, read an article, be involved in this industry. Like, cause I think it takes that kind of like little bit at a time. And all of a sudden, you know, you say, then I would say, all right, let's pull out these magazines and let's go circle all the things that we want to look at before we go to the experience so that we can go find where their booth is. And then the guys would start, you know, making almost a wish list. This is what I want on my truck. This is what I need on my truck. I mean, it was a big deal. We would actually, we had a restoration arm. We would shut the company down and bring everybody.
Yeah, wow. We struggled with that too.
We struggled with that because the phone would ring and we'd have to give it to a friend, you know, who had a restoration company. But in the long run, Larry, that kind of education pays off because they feel part of a bigger industry. That's the value.
We were able to connect with our guys while we were there. They were able to see the people that we knew in the industry and everybody was able to experience it because it takes you to a different level. It's mostly owners and you bring technicians there as well and their eyes just bug out because they have all this great equipment and people to talk about it and people that are on their level that can benefit from that.
And I think that they see, I'd have guys come to me and I'd say, well, what do you think? You know, after the first day of the first show they had been to, I said, what do you think? And they'd say, I never realized this was a career. This is a whole career. There's a whole industry here. And I'd be like, that's why we brought you. We want you to see the potential, you know?
But I think you're right on there also. I mean, I looked at a lot of different businesses while I owned my own business. And what I found was business is business. And you could do so much in this industry by making it a professional organization and really paying attention to the details. And, you know, we were able to grow our business in a way that nobody thought was possible, just by taking care of business the way it should be done and writing business plans, working with manufacturers and suppliers. But you know, the one thing that I really learned was I needed to develop relationships with every manufacturer of floor covering that was out there. And that's something I concentrated on. I'd go visit them wherever in the world they were, mostly Georgia, and make sure that they knew who our company was when they needed something they could call on us. Right. And it really excelled our business greatly. And I still have a great relationship today with Shaw Industries because of that. They're the largest floor covering manufacturer. And, you know, we're a show in the industry that they support and come to and they teach at, which is phenomenal. We never would have expected that when I was in the business. We were always like, why are we getting blamed for seam separation or backings falling off or double stick carpets not sticking, you know, those kind of things. So it's awesome to be at this different level and have an opportunity to participate in the industry.
Yeah. Yeah. And for the average cleaning company, or not average, it's a way to separate yourself. You're on the in, you know what's going on. If you go to these shows and you really get involved, it takes your business to a whole new level. You're not just a carpet cleaner. I'm doing air quotes when I say that. So, tell us about, I want to go, so we were, Larry and I had a booth at your last show, which was, what, September 2019?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And we had a great show there and did a lot of business. So we were super excited for the show in Cincinnati last April. And then the world changed and a pandemic hit and all that. So, I mean, Can you walk us through what that's like on your end? Because you're in the people getting together business. Oh, yeah. And, you know, this isn't conducive to that. So what happened on your, you know, nobody sees what's happening to you when this happens. They're only seeing it like, oh, I can't go to the show.
Well, let me tell you that September 2019 was our biggest, and I believe our best show ever. And thank goodness we had that opportunity, because we were able to fund going forward how to keep our people fully employed. And it's been a challenge, to say the least. When Kansas finished playing out at the pool party, that was a phenomenal event, and we were having so much fun. And then we're gearing up for Cincinnati. And about, I want to say, 3, maybe 4 weeks before our show, we're hearing rumblings about this virus going around. And we're talking to the convention center and to the hotel, and they're all like, we're okay, everything's moving fine. And then all of a sudden, and I was writing letters to all of our suppliers, all of our exhibitors, and to all of the attendees, telling them what we were doing, what action we were taking. And then the governor came out 2.5 weeks before our show and stopped everything, canceled our show for us. And so we were pretty shocked, to say the least. We didn't really know what the heck to do. And I have to tell you that we are so blessed to have the greatest partners in the world, and our exhibitors and our sponsors and our attendees, who said, you know what, just move our money forward to the next show. And boy, did that help us financially. You can imagine how much we'd already spent trying to produce a show. I mean, doing one of these shows, people don't realize what goes into it, but the Vegas show costs us $500,000. The East Coast show is probably $350,000 investment. And so that really helped, obviously. And as we move forward, we just started working hard. You know, everybody's like, oh, it's only going to last a month, 2 months. It'll be open by June. Don't worry about it. So there I am working like crazy, doing a new plan for Vegas. Here we are investing all of this money for the Vegas show. And as we get closer, in July, pandemic just was screeching crazy. And we got contacted by Vegas saying, your show in September is not going to happen.
Yeah.
So they moved our show from September to November, and actually moved it over to the Caesars Forum, which we were really excited about. We would have been the first show in the Caesars Forum, which is a brand new, state-of-the-art, beautiful facility. And so we're continuing to work and invest money. And we got right up until the end of September, and we got canceled again. So we knew we were done for the year. So think about that. That was September 19th. I'm in March 2021. There's been no income whatsoever for our program and show. So we've been living on a lot of hope and prayers, obviously, that this ends. And I've been financing as much as I can. We didn't let anybody go from our company. Everybody worked. We didn't have a heck of a lot to do for months because we didn't know what was going to happen next. Yeah. So we were doing a lot of learning. And then I started Experience University in March of 2020, so that we could continue to engage with our audience. And we've done that. We've been through a whole year. I've probably done 55 webinars, and we've been on Facebook Live, and we've been on Zoom, and we've done a variety of things, just trying to stay connected with the industry, teach really good classes on our webinars. Every week, it's something different coming up. And we did a lot about the pandemic, especially about, are you covered for insurance? Yeah. You know, what are these products you're spraying in the environment? Are they approved? What sprayers are you using? And even, are you cleaning before you spray? You know, what does all that look like? And then just going into general marketing and management, as well as areas around restoration. We've done a lot around restoration. There's so much going on. But here we are, March 2021. We're 5.5 weeks away from a show. And I got to tell you, man, we're really excited because it's going to happen this time. The live opportunity in Charleston, South Carolina is very good. But we've put in place a lot of safety protocol for people to show up there. We're concerned. We want to be really safe. We want people to have a great time and not worry about it.
So what are those safety protocols? Because I mean, I think one of the things about this podcast, which will come out this week, because we want to get it out so people in our industry can decide to come, right? Yep. But I think there's a lot of people that are like, I don't know if I feel good about it. Yeah. So like, how is that all going to work? I think that would probably help people make a decision one way or the other.
I've probably been to a dozen meetings about how to safely open, what all the potential protocols might be. And then we took it a step further. We just started investigating what the best protocol would be because we're in the industry. We understand what a virus is. We understand the potential there. And the last thing we want to do is have anybody get sick from being at a show. So the first thing we did is we hired a company called Clear. Clear is the company that's at the airports that does that short line. You go in and they test you, blah, 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 and you're through. Yep. So they actually have now built us an app, which is an app that'll go on your phone and it's going to ask you health questions. The same health questions the CDC is asking. You know, have you been exposed? Are you feeling sick? Those kind of questions. You'll fill that out before you come in the building. And when you walk in the building, Clear is sending us some units to take your temperature. Take your temperature. It's got to be under 101.3. And your app will be open. Temperature will go right into the app. Your phone will either be green or red. If you're green, you're in. If you're red, you're going to go to a secondary screening so we can figure out what's going on. That's the last thing we ever wanted to do in any show or anything we had anything to do with is to, you know, restrict people. That's the reason that I lowered the price of my show so low. You know, others were charging $700-$800 for their show, and I'm in between $279 and $300 every show. So that there's no barrier for anybody to come to our show. I want them there. And if they can't afford that, come to the trade show for $10. Right. And if you can't afford $10, I'll give you a VIP pass so you come for free. I mean, that we just want people there. We want to raise the bar of the industry. That's really our goal. So that was the first thing we implemented. Then, you know, I've been hearing so much about civil liberties and their rights and my rights and your rights. And so here's what we implemented. First of all, we're going to be using wristbands. They're either red, yellow, or green. And why? So if you're wearing a red wristband that you choose, you're cautious and you want to stay 6 feet away. Then everybody knows where you are. And if you're wearing this yellow one, it means that I'm feeling pretty good, but I want to be, you know, semi-cautious and don't want to elbow bump or anything like that, but I want to network and, you know, be involved. And if you're wearing a green, maybe it means you've been vaccinated or you've had it or you don't care or whatever it is, that's your decision. But the one thing we're going to mandate, and we're not mandating it, the state and the city are mandating it, is you have to wear a mask. So if you don't want to wear a mask, please don't come to the show because I don't want to be a cop. I don't want to be a bad guy. Yeah. I just want to be safe. I want everybody there to be safe. So those are two things we've implemented. Obviously, we're doing a lot for our staff also. We're using a variety of devices in the lobby also to work on reducing any exposure. So first of all, where my staff is, we're going to be using some ion generators that use UV also, and that'll help keep our staff a little safer. Secondly, then, 9 months ago, I got a call from a guy who was a former exhibitor, and he started telling me about this technology using light energy that obliterates virus and bacteria. And I'm like, the heck are you talking about? And so I met the owner, the inventor, actually had lunch with him a few times to learn about this technology. So he's using light energy I'm sure you've heard of UVC. He's using energy above UVC with a pulse and an algorithm built in. He's been working with the military for 9 years, the Army and Navy. And his first mission was to take black water on ships and make it drinking water. And he did that, which blew me away. Didn't know about it. Saw the technology, saw the comments from the Navy. And I was like, wow, this is pretty interesting. So then he said to me, water's the hardest thing to convert. He said, so I could do air and surface, no problem. So he took his unit and converted it to air and surface. And I was like, okay, so let's see those results. And he started showing me results. And I saw the note from the Navy saying it obliterates the virus in 3 to 5 seconds. And so what he offered to do was to bring us these backpack units to use at the show to treat the air and surfaces in all of our classrooms, the lobby, and in the trade show hall. He's also going to bring in some other units to show. He's going to be an exhibitor there. He's going to have a bunch of doctors there to talk about the technology. They're going to speak on our program. And we're going to try this out and see what it is. I'm going to bring in some other folks to do some testing before and after just to see what we can see. Obviously, we don't want to bring a virus in, but we can see the results of how it's cleaning the air. That's so really that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that company is called Native Sun. And then David Hart contacted me and offered to bring in a new unit that he's making using ozone, and it's for your masks. So bring your extra masks that you're wondering if they're clean or not, but it's like a dorm refrigerator size. You put your masks in there for 30 seconds and it sanitizes them, which I find fascinating. Great ideas. So there's more and more companies contacting us to bring in technology.
That's really cool.
And I'm really excited to try it all. You know, my biggest concern during this time has been the amount of biocides that are being sprayed and the effect they're going to have on kids. Yeah. So I'm very excited to be a part of this introduction of technology, and hopefully we'll continue to do that.
It's going to help many trade shows, many places where people come together. This is going to be a big deal. If this starts coming off, that's going to be great.
Just think what it would do for hospitals and operating rooms.
Yeah.
And all the people that get sick from being in an operating room. This would change the game altogether. So this is the product that Trump was talking about on one of his press conferences with the flashing light. This is the same product. So we're excited to have that there. Obviously, we're going to do everything we can to keep people safe. So in our classrooms, our general classroom's about 2,200 square feet on average. These classrooms are 7,500 square feet. As much as I hate that, it's the only way that I can keep people separated at 6 feet. Now, if you come with Larry, Eric, and you want to sit together, you just grab a chair and sit at the same 6 foot table. But it'll be one chair per 6 foot table so that there is separation. Sure. That takes a lot of space. And obviously, we want everybody to feel comfortable. Some people will be irritated with me, but I'm going to caution on being as safe as I can.
Yeah. No, so all your liability. You've got to be safe for everybody, because if a lot of people get sick, it's going to turn everything back the other way. You have to be totally proactive.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, if somebody sends an employee and they get sick, that's the last thing we want to have happen. And so we're going to do everything proactive we can. So that's what's happening in the classrooms. But there is one more thing. Between every session, we're going to clear the room. We're going to wipe down every table and chair. And then we're going to go in with the device and clean the rooms. They're going to give us two backpacks. So there's a 15-minute break between every session to give us the opportunity to do that. Then when you get into the trade show hall, here's the one that killed us. Our trade show hall is generally about 30,000 square feet for the East Coast show. This trade show hall is 65,000 square feet. So I had to rent a room double the size. And here's why. I put in cross aisles that I never put in. So every 2 to 3 booths, there's a cross aisle. So if you feel like there's too many people, you can move into the cross aisle and get away. Also down the middle, instead of having a 10-foot aisle, there's a 20-foot aisle. So you can separate yourself and just make yourself feel safe. Again, we'll be cleaning those rooms as well. And we'll be using this new technology in there as well. We're doing hands-on in that room. And again, we'll have a larger space, more separation. You know, we just ask everybody to be safe and cordial and, you know, let's have a good time. At the same time, let's not cause a problem for anybody. That'd be the last thing we'd want.
So just for scale, Larry, what size was the Vegas show usually? What square footage?
The Vegas show is 95,000 square feet.
Okay.
So we're going to have 140 booth spaces in this show. In Vegas, we have double that.
Okay. All right. And then what is the feel for, I mean, I talked to Jennifer the other day when I was signing up for the booth, and she said there's a lot of buzz, like people are wanting to come. People just want to get out and get back to work and do things and see people. Are you feeling that? Is that what the vibe is?
Yeah, the trade show is over 80% sold, and we're feeling good about that. But, you know, we've lost some of our friends that are very large corporation owned. And very large corporation owned have a no travel policy for all their employees. Some of them now we're hearing this week are saying, if you can get a vaccine, you can go.
Okay.
But we've lost some players, but we're pleased with who's coming. And we have a lot of new companies coming, which is very exciting. And there's a lot there with new technology, new advancements. You know, Phoenix is coming in with their new Bluetooth technology that keeps getting better and better, and we're really looking forward to seeing that. There's another organization named Normie, and I don't know if people know about Normie or not from our show, but they've expanded from just mold remediation into water damage. They're doing so much training. It's amazing to watch what those guys are doing, and they'll be doing hands-on training there also. But, you know, there are a couple of big organizations coming that we're really pleased to have there. Softwash will be there. And that's really a cool opportunity for companies to add, which is not high pressure washing, but lower pressure washing. And the opportunity is very large. And then also Tom Plummer is going to be there, which is a conversion franchise for plumbing for restoration companies to move into plumbing. So, yeah. Fun stuff like that's going on, but I wish I could name every company because we're so excited to have everybody there. We're so excited, Derek, to have you and Larry there also.
Oh, we're excited too.
We're totally excited to come.
Is there going to be an outside truck mount area like there has been in the past and all that?
How great is that? I can't believe it. I think we have 7 or 8 truck mounts out there already. And so that'll be right in the front of the convention center as you're coming in. So you can't miss it. You got to walk through it. And we really appreciate all of those companies bringing their equipment in, technology in. We're also going to do something different this year with the flood house. We're going to take the extraction part, move it to the third day outside, flood some rugs and pad outside, use some of the truck mounts and portables out there with several devices. So you can look at how they all extract and be outside so there's good light and be able to do it. At the flood house, we're going to be doing a lot of training. There'll be a great program, but some of it is going to be done by GBAC, the Global Bio Resource Group. And, you know, they're doing amazing work all over the world right now and certifying buildings that are GBAC clean. But Dr. Gavin McGregor Skinner is going to be there and Jeff Jones are going to be there. And they'll be training not just in the classroom, but also at the flood house of how to do the processes. What does it look like? How do you stay safe? I mean, those are critical things for us to show.
Yeah,
the hands-on is a big deal when you're training. We did a flood house, both of us, Eric and I, and it was a big deal learning things and experiencing it. It makes a big difference.
I think a lot of guys in our industry too are very hands-on people. They learn kinesthetically. You know, they want to touch and do. I'm that way. I can sit and learn it theoretically, but until I do it, I don't feel as good about it.
Yeah, I helped create all of the tests, you know, in the original IICRC and all the standards and things. But when I sat in a classroom, I found that I was a little bored you know, if I'm sitting there 2 or 3 days or whatever, and then you give me a test, I'm like, I think I'll go have a drink instead of do this. But nonetheless, thank God I made all my master certification things. But, you know, it's quite challenging. And I didn't feel as proficient as when I got the tools in my hand and actually started using them. So, you know, Barry Costa runs our flood house. The guy's an amazing instructor. Sean Bessian runs the hands-on cleaning pipe. These guys are fantastic. I can't keep up with them. But we're going to show some new tools and technology at both of those places that you can immediately implement into your company that'll pay for the trip instantly. And what I keep hearing is guys saying, you know, I came to your show and I grew my business. And thank you. And I appreciate that. But our goal is really, let's do everything we can to teach as many basic skills as we can and advanced skills, because everybody could be successful in this business if they took the time to do it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that being said, Larry, how does somebody sign up to come visit?
Well, and we hope everybody will sign up and come join us. And right now we have a limitation of 1,250 people. This morning I'm told the governor just lifted that cap, but I'm not sure we're going to lift our cap. They've gone to no restriction at any place. So restaurants are wide open. Nightclubs are wide open. The bars are open late. Those kind of things are all happening. So if they go to experiencetheevents.com, they can register right online. And they can do two things. They can register for the full conference, which is 3 days of education and the trade show, or they can register just for the trade show, which is about 10 hours total of trade show time over the 3 days. We never run our trade show when the education's going on. We think the education is so important, and we think the trade show is really vital, and we don't compete one or the other.
That was what pleased me so much. I was able to go to the classes, and I didn't miss any trade show time because both are very valuable.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and we encourage all of our exhibitors to come join us in the classrooms because, you know, most of us think we know a lot, but man, I've been in the business 45 years and I learn every day some new trick or process that'll simplify our lives. And we did just add one more thing, which is my old friend, Scott Warrington, who is the technical advisor for Interlink, is going to be part of our team in Charleston. So he'll be working side by side with Sean Bissian in the hands-on cleaning area. So we're really excited.
Yeah, that's great. There's so many people to meet. I mean, you're dropping names and we could all meet those people at the show because everybody's approachable. And the value of meeting somebody to ask them specific questions is a big deal.
Yep, I agree. Well, Larry, thank you so much for coming on and talking about the show. We've been huge proponents of the show for years and years, and we're just happy to come have a booth there and see all our industry friends and hopefully be part of the solution. All of us.
We love you guys and thank you. And I hope things are really going well with your business practice now. And it's so critically important for companies to engage their employees. So I salute you guys for the work you're doing. It's just going to help everybody grow. There's no question about it. So we're really looking forward to seeing everybody April 19, 2021 in Charleston, South Carolina.
All right. Well, everybody that's listening, we encourage you to come to the show. You will not be disappointed. We've gone for years and years, Larry and I, and it's worth every penny and every minute.
Yeah, it's totally valuable.
You'll reap so much benefit past whatever it would cost you. It's an investment in you, yourself and your company.
Well, thank you very much for meeting with us, Larry. It was a very cool podcast. And a shameless plug, we will be at booth 216. At the experience. So come and say hi to Eric and I, and we are out. Enjoy your day.
Thank you for listening to the Blue Collar Nation podcast. For more information on what Eric and Larry do, please visit www.morningtechmeeting.com or visit us on our Facebook page, Blue Collar Consulting. Thank you and see you back here next week with another amazing episode of the Blue Collar Nation podcast.